It's time for a new adventure.
Welcome to Adventures in Business, a podcast dedicated to the voices of today's entrepreneurs. Adventure is not just an action, it's an attitude. We will broaden your horizons and understandings of what it's like to be a working person today, in this moment of time on this planet we call Earth.
Welcome to another episode of Adventures in Business. Amy Zander, and as always, I'm here with my co-host, Lisa Fisher. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm great, Amy. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am ready for another story. What you got for us today?
Oh, my goodness. Jamie Leitner, author, coach, mother. She has many, many hats that she wears. And Jamie, how did we meet? I was trying to put together who connected us. And I remember sitting and having coffee at Panera and meeting you for the first time. And it was so exciting. How did we meet?
Connie Sweet introduced us. You came to that network meeting in Charlotte.
Oh, that's absolutely right. And you did a presentation and you had an amazing program that you had put together for some of the students in the school systems. I remember you presenting that to us. It was amazing. So welcome to our show. We are so glad to have you here. And I'd like you to begin by telling us who you are and what do you do?
Well, I am Jamie Leitner. I am a life coach. I like to tell people that I help you stop connecting to the external world for your identity and to make choices based on who you really are and what your value system is compared to plugging into everybody else for validation. So I niche out into two different focuses. One focuses on women and their self-concept and how they see themselves. I like to say that I help them see their gifts and their talents and operate from a place where, again, from their value system and seeing themselves from a more confident viewpoint. I also help with parents. I work with them on navigating their little mini-me's. You'd think with, you know, having little human beings that are almost carbon copies sometimes of the parents, it would be easier, but they didn't come with a manual and they can throw you some curveballs. And the programs that I use have some tricks to the trade that kind of help navigate that whole journey.
Lovely. You've raised 4 children and you have become this amazing life coach, very authentic, beautiful soul. What made you decide that that's what you want to do?
Well, that can be a long story. So I'll give you the condensed version. I originally went to school to be a music teacher. So I definitely totally changed directions. But I landed myself in a seminar, a personal growth seminar. I only had 3 kids at the time and I was struggling in life. And I honestly didn't know why, but I was just struggling. And I went to the seminar and I was just amazed at what they were teaching. And that's where I realized it's me. It's the way I'm seeing myself and the expectations that I'm putting on myself and requiring myself to be more than human. And after learning their principles and learning how to see myself differently, my life just did a 180. And I felt this freedom to be me. Freedom to be myself. And if I made a mistake, it wasn't the end of the world. I could get up, brush my knees off and move forward. And I had so much more zeal for life that I decided I wanted to turn around and give it to more people. And the company that I trained to be a life coach with is in St. George, Utah. I've come to the point where I realize I don't do anything conventional or normal or easy. I always have to take the long way around. So, of course, I'm flying out to Utah for my training to be a life coach, but I wanted to pass on what I had learned from those particular seminars.
Fantastic. One of the things that I always tell you that I enjoy about you most is Jamie Unplugged. I love it when you are that authentic self. And the envy or, you know, just the admiration. I'm going to say the admiration that I have for you as I watch you present yourself and the authenticity that you deliver. Have you been able to instill that in some of the people that you're working with?
So I have said before, I am authentic to a fault. Like as a life coach, you're probably going to know more about me than you should, but I don't know how to be any other way. It just comes out. Mm-hmm. And I think that that does benefit my clients. And really, when you think about it, the more authentic you are with people, it gives them permission to be authentic as well. Kind of breaks down some of those need to present yourself, you know, perfectly or in a certain way. I mean, if I fall on my face in front of them, then they know they can too. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't necessarily like teach authenticity, like, oh, you should be authentic, but it's more about seeing who you are and liking who you are, valuing who you are, seeing your gifts, you know, as we let go of comparing ourselves to other people, which is what I work with individuals on. When we stop comparing ourselves to other people and we start looking at ourselves, we're like, huh, I'm pretty cool. I have a gift. I have a light. I have something to offer. And even if what I offer to people is, hey, you can trip up the aisle on your wedding day. I've done it. You can do it too. And you'll be just fine. We stop using our mistakes and our humanity against ourselves, mm-hmm. and we start using it to believe in ourselves. We start valuing the pieces that we were tearing down before. We start seeing how our piece of the puzzle is different, but it's worth something.
Yeah, I have been a student of yours for sure. I took your 4 Steps to Confidence course. I think you may have renamed it since then. But it was amazing. It was a one-on-one course I took with you. And my biggest issue was negative self-talk. I would just get in my head the whole program was amazing. But a couple of the things that you said to me really stuck with me. It kind of changed my life. And it was like, if you showed up at your door in trouble, would you talk to you the way you talk to you? And you know, or your friend. And that really changed how I was talking to myself. And it was amazing. And the course with you was 100% authentic. That was why it worked so well for me, because you were just you and vulnerable and, you know, shared your own struggles. And it was really made me be able to look at myself. So that has helped me. It's been huge, Jamie.
Oh, good. I love hearing that. I think that's awesome.
I love the testimonial. That is so amazing.
Yeah.
So, Jamie, when you were sitting there in St. George, Utah, which is a beautiful setting, and sometimes I think that makes a difference in what we learn. As you were going through your training, was there anything that specifically stood out to you that, the sky is open, the angels have appeared, that helped you turn around?
Not to be repetitive, but it was a lot of what Amy was just talking about, the relationship I had with myself, the way I was allowing myself to talk to myself and to view myself. I would not, if my kids were doing to themselves what I was doing to myself, I would have been mortified. I would have said, don't do that to yourself. That's not fair. That's not healthy. I would never treat anyone the way I was treating myself. And for what reason? Whose expectation? Who told me that I wasn't measuring up? You know, sometimes I love the depiction between, you know, we look at Facebook and we see everybody's perfect little picture. We don't see what's behind the closet, right? So for me, like I had this imaginary line of who I should be, and it wasn't real. Mm-hmm. It wasn't real. And so when I decided that mistakes were good, you know, I could learn from my mistakes, when I decided that being human was good, then I shifted the way I saw myself. And so I stopped beating myself up, which was what was happening. I was beating myself down and for no good reason. And that really was, as I changed the way I saw myself and I changed the way I talked to myself, then I function differently in this world. I use the example a lot of times of a boxer. Can you imagine if a boxer, right before his match, he was in front of the mirror, just beating the crap out of his face, like just going to town on himself to prepare for his match? He would be useless, right? He'd be useless in the ring, but that's what we do to ourselves emotionally. And then we expect ourselves to perform at, you know, a high level. It's just, it ripples out. It affects you in very adverse ways. And so that was the biggest, I mean, there's tons of stuff that I'm grateful for and what I've learned, But that was the biggest game changer for me, was how I allowed, and it's a choice. It is, you have to draw the line, how I allowed myself to treat myself.
I love it. So now that you have this new, not just now, but with this new outlook that you have with yourself, what are you excited about?
That's a good question. Right now, I am excited about my new growth. And it is funny. So I kind of got myself into a little bit of trouble. When I first became a life coach, I'm all excited. I'm all passionate. Oh, look at it. I'm changing all these views. Oh, and then parenting, everything I was learning through parenting, I'm like, oh, look at this, look at this. And I'm going to be a different parent, and I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. And a couple of years ago, I realized, oh my gosh, I started using everything I had learned, and I had funneled it back through that bad habit to use against myself of, you know more, you know better. Oh, you've been trained. You went to parenting classes to be a better parent. And now you're, look at this. You should know better. So I got into that bad habit again, which I think that's the way life is. You know, we go through growth layers all the time. And so right now I'm actually most excited about some of the new stuff that's coming up for me as I continue to move forward. And one of them is really locking into my belief system. That's becoming something that's becoming very, very true to me. And that's more about, so one thing I say is you either value yourself or you don't, or you don't. So I help people learn to see their value and value themselves. However, it still is a choice. If it's not on your list of values, then when you don't feel like valuing yourself, you won't. And that's what's becoming more real to me, is it's all flowery and fun in the beginning, but sometimes when the rubber meets the road, you don't feel it. You don't hear the hero music playing in your head. It's a choice. And that's becoming more real to me as I'm having to make that choice. And I'm excited that I can see that, and I get, and now I'm in the practice mode. I'm in the practice mode of making that choice. This isn't a point where I can go, so I learned back when, like, no, this is me right now. This is what I'm practicing, and I struggle with it. I do, but I am excited about it.
Excellent. You know, Jamie, you have mentioned that you've written a book, and I know that you are an author. Can you tell us the title of your book and a little bit about it, and maybe where we could purchase it?
Absolutely. So my first book's title is Two Sisters, Misguided Manual to Motherhood. And the two sisters comes from the authors. My sister and I wrote it together. Misguided Manual is like straight up my flavor. I love to tell people there's a million books out there of how to potty train your kid in 24 hours and how to have a kid who never whines. Like, you see them on the shelf, you know, create the perfect child. That's what I like to call them. Create the perfect child books. My book is about how to be okay when they pee on the floor and have a super meltdown in the middle of the grocery store. Like, that's going to happen. And so my book is about how to, again, look, not take on that pressure and not use that as a measurement of how well you're parenting. Like, sometimes kids just have meltdowns. That's what they do. But let me help you navigate through it. The book has a little bit of coaching in it. Not a lot. It's not a huge informational book. I like to say it's full of stories that help you make you feel normal. You will feel like a normal parent after you read this book. It's mainly for women, although I was surprised as to how many men read it and told me about it. But it's focused towards women. It has a body image piece. It has, you know, a bunch of stories about kids and what my sister and I, they're all true. All the stories in there are true, which is crazy. And so it's, you know, to help that woman who tends to be too hard on herself, just feel a little more normal and give you a few nuggets, tools to use.
Some of the new things that you have coming up when you're talking about that belief system, how would some of our listeners, what would you tell some of our listeners to do to discover what that belief system is for them? Is there a process that you're following?
That's a good question, Lisa. You might have stumped me a little bit there. I'm not following a process. What I'm finding is I'm being challenged on what I've professed. So things that I got confident in the first, you know, decade of my training, or when my kids were younger and like how I chose to raise them. Now that we're in a different phase of life and I'm getting challenged on it, I'm starting to realize, here's a great example. So when my kids were younger, I said to myself, I didn't want to regret what I knew then that I don't know now. My mom was like, if I'd have known that, I would have done this differently. And I felt the sadness. So I told myself, I'm not going to do that. And now my kids are older. And so I have the chance to regret. And I have regrets. So now I'm realizing, okay, I know what I said 10 years ago. And now it's more of a challenge. But that's where I'm realizing, so is it my belief or not? Right? So I'm starting to realize, I'm kind of discovering what I really believe, I guess. Discovering, it's getting challenged. Maybe they're one and the same. That's what's pulling it out for me, is when I'm finding myself facing certain challenges, I'm like, okay, so do you believe what you said 10 years ago, Jamie, or don't you?
I get it. That's awesome. Thank you for that explanation. I wasn't quite sure what direction that was going, so I wanted to just ask the question, and now I'm more clear. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. So you shared a little bit about 4 Steps to Confidence class. What's another example of a class that you offer and that you share with others?
I have the class called The Key. It's an 8 coping skills. So we go over in class. I mean, it can be done as a workshop in class setting, or I also do a private coaching session. So it's one-on-one. But that program goes over coping skills. And it is something you don't realize how little we're taught to cope. A lot of times it's that, okay, how do I make you feel better? How do I make you feel better? How can I avoid this? How can I stop this uncomfortable moment right now? And sometimes you can't stop it. Sometimes life is throwing you some stuff you have to walk through. And it's important to have coping skills to help you walk through that. And when you walk through it, rather than avoid it, that's where growth happens. That's where you come out on the other side stronger.
So I've been seeing a trend on social media and different things lately where there's been a lot of talk of how teenagers need life coaches and cheerleaders and mentors and that kind of thing. And I feel like you already know this. You're kind of on the forefront of that. I know that you have you've worked with teenagers, you have teenagers, you have some courses or tools in your toolbox for them, because I've reached out to you several times asking you questions about my teenagers. You always have amazing advice with a dash of humor, which I love. But can you talk a little bit about this kind of emerging concept, even though it's not new? It seems like it's been emerging lately or in the media about teenagers needing life coaches.
Yeah, I'm excited that that's actually becoming a trend, because as adults, it's easy to look at a kid and think they're fine, you'll work it out. Or sometimes they're sneaky. Sometimes my boys are quiet. Like, you got to have a special radar to know what's going on in their lives. And I love that now it's they're normalizing getting help and learning these skills. You don't have to be broken to grow or to learn a new skill to help you grow. I think it gets, when it comes to teenagers and parents, you've got two facets there. So that's why whenever I work with teenagers, I usually want to work with a parent too, because the parents' insecurities, the parents' pressures, the way the parents look at themselves, it has a direct effect on how what the teenager is learning as well. So I do love that teenagers are getting help. The one concern that I would have and that I'm seeing is I get some of the, can you talk to my kid? Can you fix my kid? Can you help my kid? And while I can pass them tools and I can help them see who they are and I can help build their self-confidence in throughout those sessions. But what's going to be most effective is if you guys do it together, because there's going to be things that are trickling down, not to like bash the parents. Parents, you're rock stars. It's a tough gig. But the more we open ourselves up to see, okay, if I'm hard on myself, if I'm looking in the mirror and I'm sending myself a certain message, but then I turn around and I don't want my kid to send themselves that message, that's a broken system. Right. So I love that. And I encourage teens. Yes. And let's break the stigma. Let's say that asking for help is not bad. It's good. Break the stigma. But I would encourage the parents to be right alongside of them, learning the same thing.
So that's great advice.
Yeah. It trickles down.
Yeah, that's great advice. If you think your kid needs a life coach, you probably need one too. Right?
I would say that's the biggest effect. Even with a parenting class, I always tell parents, it's like, you think you want to come and get all these tools to fix your kids, but the biggest tools you're going to pull out of my class are changing the way you see yourself. Once you change the way you see yourself, you see your kid differently.
Right.
And then also when you're, sorry, now I'm getting all coachy on you, but when you're looking at yourself differently and you have confidence in yourself, then you can hear your intuition. And here's my belief on the parenting manual. The parenting manual is your mom gut. That's what you got. And you can't hear your mom gut if you don't see yourself with confidence and trust your heart.
So. You know, we talked about you don't have to be broken to need a life coach. And I think about some of the challenges that coaches face today is, I think that's exactly it. People, I don't need a life coach. I'm fine. I'm not broken. How do you help people to overcome and see that you're not necessarily broken?
That is the battle. That's the battle. I think there is a stigma on coaching and counseling. For a while, you didn't go to counseling until you were bleeding out. I am working to, you know, work with that, more or less come up with a way to help people see it differently. The one thing I go with is we're always growing. Life is full of challenges. If you're living on Easy Street, then call me and let me know what you're doing, because I don't even believe you. You know, life is full of challenges. And there are ways to process through them in a healthy way. Because what happens a lot of times is life throws us challenges. And then, like I said before, we avoid. We either bury our head in the sand and we run from them. And my favorite one right now that is actually an avoidance, but it doesn't feel like it, is that over worry, that anxiety, that fix. That one's sneaky because you think you're working on something and you're solving problems, but you're not. You're avoiding it. That's too deep of a thing to get into right now, but very, very interesting. So, you know, for people today, you don't have to be broken, but if it's like in anything, in any profession you do, if you need that special tool, wouldn't you use it? You know, wouldn't the baker that's making the cake, would she try and use something that didn't work? Or if they came out with this new improved version of, you know, how to frost the cake in 10 seconds or less, wouldn't she buy it? I would. So it's kind of like that. It's picking up those tools to help us navigate through those challenges. Here's what you can add to it as well. Without the unnecessary emotional pain, without the unnecessary pressures we put on ourselves. So there's challenges in life. You want to walk through them believing in yourself, or would you like to walk through them with all the negative self-talk weighing you down? You know, you have those two options. And that's what I help with. I help you walk through the challenges with, you know, less rocks in your backpack. Let's free up them shoulders.
So aside from the stigma, which may or may not be an obstacle for you, I think you're right. We have preventative medicine, preventative maintenance that we do on equipment. It's a preventative measure, being able to get into getting those tools like you suggested. Are there any other obstacles that you're facing in your industry or in today's market?
Yes. I'm coming more and more acquainted with the obstacle of insurance. That I don't accept insurance. I'm not like part of the medical world. So a lot of times I have people, that's the question, do you take insurance? And, you know, a copay versus what I charge you. That has been my most current obstacle. It hasn't been too bad because I do offer like a buy one, get one in the beginning so that you know what you more of what you're getting. And I think if people can have confidence in what they're buying, then they're more likely to, I know I'm more likely to buy it. If I know what I'm getting, I'm going to buy it. Right. So it takes out that, well, are you worth your dollar? That helps. I find that really helps. Also, the programs that I do offer, I feel like they create huge paradigm shifts. The concepts are simple and we can cover a lot of ground in just 5 weeks. I will pack it in. I do not like fluff. I don't want to waste your time. I mean, I'm going to pack it in. If you dive into one of my programs and put your all into it, in 5 weeks, you will have enough of a foundation that now, like, I don't see a client for, you know, every other week for 6 months straight normally. They'll do a course with me and now they've got a foundation and they can call me 3 months later and be like, hey, let me get in for a session and we can hit some things quick in an hour. So I feel like that helps offset my costs as well because it's not as long as people would think, but you really do get a lot.
Like I said earlier, I had taken one of your courses and I can absolutely say that you pack it in. It was 4 weeks. It was awesome. I got so much out of it. And it was definitely well worth it. So Jamie, I want to hear about some of the things you're working on right now, some new things coming up.
Well, right now I actually have some new things going on that are brand new to me. One is I'm really enjoying being a guest on other podcasts. That's been a lot of fun. Getting to know different people in different states and talking together. And so that's been something I've really enjoyed. And I've got a few more of those coming up that I'm excited about. So hoping to keep those rolling. The other thing that's new for me that won't show up for a minute or two is I started my second book. And I'm really excited about this book. It was born out of my own struggle. The last couple of years, I have had my own huge life challenge that I've had to deal with. And this book is about the principles that I use to help me through it. So I'm really excited about getting this book out there because it deals with anxiety. Part of my challenge that I have been facing in the last couple of years, which is very new to me, is this really intense anxiety. And so I've had to walk myself through some processes to work through this phase of my life. And when you're in the middle of anxiety, you don't want to sit down and read a book. But then here I am writing a book, but that's the thing. I want the book to be short. I want it to be simple. I want it to be something that when anxiety is gripping you, you can pick it up, quick read, quick reset, you know, grab a tool and move on. I know for me, like when I was really struggling and then I get a lot of suggestions like, oh, read this, read that. I'm like, listen, my brain cannot take that many words in. I mean, I'm talking to myself enough. I got to be able to, I only shut up for so long. So you got a quick minute to get your 2 cents in. So I'd like something that was a quick read, not more overwhelming stuff to do.
Absolutely. That's fair. That's a great explanation.
You talked about some of the obstacles that you're facing in the market and shared some of the things that you're excited about. What would you like the listeners to know about you that they're not going to find out on social media or in that 1 minute opportunity to present yourself at a networking event?
Probably what you don't see in that 1 minute is how passionate I am about what I do. I really love helping people. The other piece is one thing I consider, I don't know if it's a gift or a curse, but I feel people's pain. So when I have somebody in front of me and I can feel their pain or see their pain or they're expressing their pain to me, I'm very, very dedicated and passionate to helping them through that. I'm really passionate about it. And I don't know if that comes through on social media. You know, you're always trying to, you're selling your stuff or you're giving a few tips but I mean, when you really push comes to shove and you're in the middle of that struggle and you feel open and you feel vulnerable and, you know, either on Zoom with me or in my office, I am right there with you, like on the deepest level.
That is great. That is great. You had a piece of advice that you wanted to give other business followers. What would that be?
That's an easy one. And it's one that I get challenged with every day. And that is, don't compare yourself to other people. Especially don't compare yourself to the people in the same field you're in. You know, that's something that I've had to remind myself. Other life coaches have a different piece to the puzzle. They're just as valuable. But it doesn't do me any good to measure myself against other people. Otherwise, the way I feel about myself is based on who I'm standing next to or looking at in that moment. Like if I happen to be, hey, I think I might be better than you. Well, then I'm going to be on cloud nine and I'm going to think I'm a great life coach because I think I've got one more thing figured out than the guy standing next to me. But then the moment I stand next to someone who I've maybe put on a pedestal, then now my whole faith in what I do is tied to that person and I'm giving it away. Whereas if I can value other people's gifts, but not compare myself to them for validation of my own gift, Now I can be more authentic in what I do because now I'm not trying to measure up to somebody else's standard and I can have more confidence in myself because it's based on my gift. I'm giving you my piece of the puzzle. I'm not going to give you their piece of the puzzle. I don't have their piece. And that's a struggle. That's like, I have to remind myself sometimes, you know, I meet a new person. I'm like, man, they're so awesome. You know, well, they are. You can think they're awesome, but I don't have to start, you know, pulling out my credentials to see if I meet up to their standards, you know? And so that would be the biggest thing I would say. Everything else works itself out as long as you're not comparing yourself to everybody else.
I love it.
That's great.
So Jamie, if you get to choose anybody in the world to sit down and have lunch with, this is going to throw you off. Maybe you haven't studied for this. Who would you choose and why?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. The top of my head, I would say there's a few I'd love to sit down with, but the first one that came to my mind was Wayne Dyer. I love him. I think he's like the most non-judgmental person I've ever heard speak. He's just really values, I feel like he just values life. He values his own gifts, you know, everything that I choose to focus on as a value of my own. Like he's so calm. Like he's so tranquil. I would probably love to pick his brain on, you know, do you ever have a stressed out day? That's what I would ask him. I want to be like, do you ever stress out? Like really just ever? Because he just always seems so calm. And so I agree with a lot of what he says. And so I would want to know more of how he got there. Like, I know that you don't get there without going through your own squeezes. And I would want to know more like how did you get there? Because, you know, I know it had to be something.
Right. So I know you're working on your own second book, but is there anything you're reading right now or listening to right now that's got your attention?
That's funny. I'm writing a book and I write blogs, but I don't really like to read, which is kind of probably hypocritical, but I do like to listen. And I am listening to her name is Esther Hicks or Abraham Hicks. I think, oh shoot, now the name is escaping me. I just listen to her stuff on YouTube. I tend to find myself listening to people who don't get caught up in what things look like and the challenges. I like to hear that different perspective where challenges are opportunities, you know, mistakes are stepping stones. I love to hear people that challenge our cultural programming that we've been living with for so long that we just kind of accept as normal. I don't think it is normal. Like, I think there's a flip side. And so I love to hear people have tapped into that flip side of, hey, maybe the glass is half full and not half empty. And let's operate from that perspective. And she's one of those people who does that as well.
All right. So how can people connect with you?
The easiest way to get a hold of me is through my website. So if you go to jamieleitner.com, you can pretty much find all the ways to connect with me. You can find my email and email me, or you and just shoot me a comment right through my website. You can find my Facebook page. I mean, I could give you all my, you know, handles, but if you just go to jamielightner.com, they're all there.
we'll put that link in our show notes for our listeners for sure.
Is there anything, Jamie, that you have a burning desire to share that we may not have asked you?
No, you guys really came up with some great questions. Those were fun to really get introspective on and look at. So yeah. Thank you for asking me. That's part of the growth is, you know, when people ask you those questions and you have to dig down in yourself and look, it's fun to look at and develop. So I appreciate you having me on, and I really enjoyed the questions, and I admire both of you very much. So it's an honor to be here.
Oh, thanks. We appreciate you being here too. So one more question we have before you go, who should we talk to next? Who do you know that would be a good guest for us?
Well, my dad is phenomenal.
Yes.
Like, he's amazing. Like, he is the most, he has been my inspiration when it comes to business. And he is the one who, every time I get down on myself, he's always like, he has that different perspective. He does not know the word no, and he doesn't know the word failure. He just thinks they don't exist. They erased them from his brain. So he would be amazing. He is amazing. I mean, I know a lot of people in business, so I could like give you a whole list.
Excellent. Well, we will definitely take this under advisement, and I love it.
Oh, man.
Thank you so much, Jamie. We really appreciate you being on the call today, and we're looking forward to that second book when it's ready. Can't wait to see it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks so much for having me. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Grab your passport and join Lisa and Amy as they interview a huge variety of today's professionals. You can discover Adventures in Business at ZediaMedia.com or find it at your favorite podcast source. If you'd like to be a guest at our show, we dare you to go to ZediaMedia.com. That's ZeeDiaMedia.com and sign up.